This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2170. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 22nd, Antarctica, China, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Guatemala, International Internet, Iran, Christmas Island, Kurdistan, Luxembourg, Mexico, Mongolia, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. My weekly report on trying to hear LRA 36 Antarctica via remotes in Argentina. Both on Saturday, December 17th and Wednesday, December 21st, I tuned in a minute or two before 15 UT and could hear them. However, they cut off the air already at 15:05 with some music before they had even made a formal sign-on. What a shame. A mystery signal in Chinese has appeared on 7560. Ron Howard upon a Sulamar State Beach, California, says, on Friday, December 16th, it came on at 13:59 UT with some introductory music, but was unreadable due to a weak signal, and 1 minute later, there was other Chinese, presumably CNR1 jamming. Then Yogi Miao in Hong Kong checked it out. A carrier appeared on 7560 at 13:59, but too weak to be audible. I headed over to the remote receiver in Novosibirsk, Russia. The first half hour of the broadcast was some kind of political commentary, the second half, Bible preaching. The male voice did not give a station ID, but announced the email address of china600000@gmail.com. Also in a recorded clip, the monologue began in the middle of a sentence just before 14 UT. He says, "It's so weird." Cuba's Radio Reveille has been occasionally active since December 15th on 5025, but no longer heard on the harmonic 10050. However, the RHC transmitter on 5040 has continued to show up sometimes with a much stronger signal on 10080, such as December 19th at 0741, when the DX program in Spanish En Contacto was replaying, presumably rerunning what was already on the air as scheduled 6 hours earlier. That was a Sunday program as heard on UT Monday. Radio Cairo, Egypt is still making a fool of itself when it manages to turn on the 9440 transmitter for the English broadcast for SSQR at 21:15. Often there is no signal at all, which is just fine, considering when it is on, such as December 16th, it was 9:25 into the Holland remote, but with hum, buzz, and extremely distorted music modulation. Have they no shame? Something's always egregious in Egypt. However, Richard Langley in New Brunswick replies, "The hum buzz consists of a 50 Hz tone and harmonics. On 16 December, the 50 Hz, 100 Hz, and 300 Hz tones were typically dominant in an Audacity spectrum plot. Using multiple notch filters on a recorded audio file at just these three audio frequencies resulted in improved audio to the point that a discussion could actually be followed, although it was tiresome, still egregious." You may be hearing this program before Xmas, but let me remind you that last week I previewed some special holiday programming around Xmas Day, and I'm not taking time to repeat it this week. You might want to go back and listen, such as the details for Gruß on Board, the special broadcast to German seamen on Christmas Eve at 18:21. Stanley Rother was the Catholic General Manager of La Voz de Atitlan in Guatemala, which many of us heard years ago on 2390 kilohertz. He was later killed by rebels, and the Catholics consider him a martyr. He was originally from the small town of Okarchi, northwest of Oklahoma City. There is a memorial to him there. But the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City has been building a shrine to him on the southeast side of the city, and it's about to open early in 23. You can read more about that at rotherschrine.org. And local TV station KFOR had a story about this. If you search on his name, you may find it. This has additional significance, if not approval from me, since on my trip to Guatemala, I took the boat across Lake Atitlan and saw the building of La Voz de Atitlan, which by then had been shuttered. International Internet. There was no new Winter Solstice Paul Winter performance this year. However, they did provide on YouTube a 3-hour recording called Solstice Saga. It's a 43rd annual Winter Solstice celebration in the form of a video and audio retrospective. Originally planned to be streamed the evening of December 21st, but I think and hope it will remain available on demand at YouTube. Here's how to find it. Just go to paulwinter.com. The December industry briefing of AIB, the Association of International Broadcasting. This is about Iran and NAN. RFERL joins the list of broadcasters sanctioned by the Iranian government. The Persian language service, Radio Farda, has been added to a list of individuals and organizations sanctioned for, quote, supporting international terrorism or inciting violence. Radio Farda has covered Iran's historic demonstrations in the aftermath of Mahsa Amini's death. RFERL journalists are documenting the truth about the regime's victims, including their identities, despite the Iranian government's ongoing campaign to deceive the public and intimidate minority communities. Despite all this, I've yet to be aware of any reports of Radio Farda being jammed, like many other opposition shortwave services. Has anyone noticed any such jamming? Almost every night the past week through December 21st, I've continued to detect a just barely audible carrier on 846 kHz, sometime between 07 and 08 UT, which, according to my calculations, can only come from Christmas Island, Radio Kiribati. Sometimes there are a few other 9 kHz splits, which are probably coming from Europe rather than the Pacific at that hour. Those further west or listening via remotes, such as Gary Pence using the Hawaii pickup, can actually hear some audio from it, as early as 0400. Last week I filed it under T for Turkey NAN. This week it's under K for Kurdistan NAN, that is, the opposition station Radio Denge Welat, run by the PKK, which Turkey considers a terrorist organization. About their change in frequencies and apparently change in transmitter sites. They had to quickly find a replacement for Bulgaria because of a presumably temporary power outage at its shortwave site. Some assume the new relay site is France, others that it's Pridnestrovia. And it's back to the same old cat-and-mouse game as of last year, when they would jump back and forth between 11.530 and 11.540, escaping the jamming until it would catch up with them. According to many reports in the NASA flash sheet, best time to hear these are before and after 14 UT. According to Ralph W. Perry in Illinois and editor Mark Taylor in Wisconsin. Now, the jammer is ironically named Radio Recep Erdogan in honor of the president of Turkey, but it's not actually called that on the air or by the Turks. It is mostly dramatic Turkish music. Well, of course, there's a number of talk programs on the Denge Welat transmissions themselves, and music as well. On one occasion, December 17th, Ralph S. Perry found a totally different frequency for Radio Denge Welat, 11579.90, experimenting from 1340, but it went off at 1344. And a minute later, it was back to 11529.90. Kai Ludwig in Germany says on December 14th, 11540 went off at 1558, and the night frequency 7460 came on 5 minutes later at 1603, but they were both askew, like 7459.93. The frequency change took 5 minutes. I bet this comes from Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia. And he says on December 16th, Denge Welat was on 11530, actually 529.88, and the Turkish TRT music jammer stayed on 11540, banging away alone until cutting off at 1534 and not reappearing on the new frequency of its victim. And Zaharias Langas in Greece reports what happened on December 21st. 11530, Denge Welat at 1353, its starting frequency with Kurdish songs, and at 1400, an ID, the Turkish jamming stopped before 1400, and there was a clear frequency afterwards. But Denge Welat went off at 1500. The British DX Club, Christian Gibaudot in France, reminds us that in a few days at the end of the year, RTL Luxembourg will abandon long wave 234 kHz. Meanwhile, they've offered a podcast about the history of the transmitter at the end of the Second World War called Operation Annie. It's in French. Annie provides a link to it at rtl.fr. Mike Barraclough adds there's a 6-page article about Operation Annie in the Saturday Evening Post of March 9th, 1946, available online. And with the link, I shall not attempt to convey verbally. Furthermore, the Holocaust Museum has 100 Operation Annie broadcasts available for streaming. We had feared that Mexico's last shortwave station, XEPPM, or Radio Educación 6185, was gone for good. However, I was very pleased to hear December 22nd at midnight 47 UT, something back on that frequency in Spanish. Yes, it's offset like it was before, about 6184.97, and generally undermodulated. It was still missing, as I've been checking for it every night, as of December 21st. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State was also hearing it at 0156. He says it's a solstice miracle. Stephen Lewis in Houston also says he was hearing it at 0430, December 22nd, consistent with XEPPM programming, although no announcements were heard. It had been off for the past 3 weeks. Rick Barton in Arizona says at 0532, I'm hearing a woman, lots of talk about Christmas, music, and Mexican-accented Spanish. However, it was off the air by 0728 when Ron Howard and I were checking again. It had been staying on the air almost all night until about 1000 UT. In the Ontario DX Association, Harold Sellers in BC says, I've been listening to the English program from Voice of Mongolia via WRMI, which is at 0130 to 0200 UT Tuesday to Saturday on 5800. This is as of December 16th. I've listened several times during the past 2 weeks, and I've noted every time a mailbag program, but it's always the same letters. I'll have to pay attention to whether the entire program is a repeat. Of course, in general at WRMI, if a new file is not uploaded, the old one will get played again. Besides Vanuatu on 7260, another thing I check almost every night after 07UT is Voice of Nigeria, whether it's active on 7254.9 approximately. But as of December 21st, it had not been heard at all during the past week. When these things happen, we always wonder if it's the end of an era for another shortwave country. We used to have logs just about every week of the Antichrist pirate in the Mojave Desert station, YHWH. But Rick Barton in Arizona, who was frequently hearing them, says, I don't know about this pirate. It's been unheard since the 3rd of November. His favorite last frequency was 7475, or maybe 7470, at various hours before and after 03UT, so keep an ear out for him. He has had long absences before, but eventually returned. The following is certainly not DX for anyone else, but I find it of interest and I wish others would report what they hear in their own areas, that is, Part 15 FM transmitters providing music to go with Xmas sound and light shows. There are two of them we know of in Enid. One is in an oil well lot year after year, with stereo sound on 89.5 FM. It's, of course, a very weak signal, so you have to park right close to it. The singing Xmas trees with music by the Chipmunks. Alvin. The other one is a dark residence on the west side of Enid with quite elaborate video and better music variety, including Mannheim Steamroller. It's in stereo on 94.9 FM, ruined only by Pistol Pete flashing on now and then, the shameful OSU mascot in this age of school shootings. Now we know what really accounts for drastic changes at 90.1, the classical station here, KUCO FM. Found on their homepage this explanation from the general manager. Our CD players are failing at an alarming rate, and there are no options to repair or replace them. It's crucial we digitize our music library as soon as possible, a massive undertaking with a projected timeline of 5 years. In order to speed up the process, we are temporarily using a streaming service so our extremely small staff can spend their time converting our CDs. All of our current on-air staff are still here and working feverishly to complete this critical upgrade. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2170. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sends a quarterly check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, this one marking the start of the winter season. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Via Mike Berikluff in the British DX Club, this about Slovakia, originating with Idun Ritz in the MW List group, a Google translation of something from the Slovak Radio website. Termination of Slovak Radio's medium wave broadcasting on 31 December 2022. Radio and TV of Slovakia will end operation of medium wave radio transmitters on 702 and 1098 kHz. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., they carried the national broadcast of Radio Patria, and in the evening, RTBS Radio Devon program service. Medium wave radio has accompanied listeners for a long time, from 1926 to the present day. Medium wave was gradually replaced by VHF FM, and listeners on medium wave gradually decreased. Today, Slovak radio is expanding coverage in the TDAB Plus digital broadcasting standard in Band 3. There are links on the webpage to a long timeline on the history of broadcasting in Czechoslovakia and Slovakia, with photos and audio and article on their DAB Plus history and expansion at the link for those interested, and both translate well to English. It's via www.rtvs.org. This was followed by a very detailed discussion in the World of Radio group about these transmitters and antennas and their exact geographic locations. One other medium wave frequency was listed in Slovakia, 1521 kHz, maybe it's already closed. All of these were relatively low powered. You continue to listen as much as possible to the token English broadcast from REE in Spain at 23 UT Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only to North America on 9690. Generally good reception over here. It's supposed to be on three other frequencies to other targets, but they don't always succeed. In the past week, 11685 to Africa has been absent, and on one occasion at least, 12030 for the Middle East was in dead air instead of programming. The other frequency is to South America, 11940. Anyhow, we much appreciate Spain being one of the few European countries still broadcasting in English on shortwave to North America. I usually include a summary of the topics of each broadcast, and Ken Vito Zicki in Michigan provides very detailed loggings of everything they say. As we may have mentioned before, the Alex Anderson alternator station in Sweden, very low frequency, 17.2 kHz SAQ, planned a special broadcast on Christmas Eve morning. However, just in time, an update from their website as of December 22nd, SAQ will not air this Christmas, an important update. Due to COVID-19 infection in the Alex Anderson team, SAQ will not be able to air on Christmas Eve morning. No one is seriously ill, only mild symptoms, but we cannot put anyone in the team at risk. For that same reason, the radio station will be closed for visitors, and the ham station SK6SAQ will not be QRV on that same day. We ask for everyone's understanding. Another almost European station broadcasting in English on shortwave to North America is Voice of Turkey. Unfortunately, it's at the very same time as Spain, 23 UT, now on 5960 kHz. And it's supposed to be 7 days a week, but you never know whether they'll be on the air or not, or maybe come on late. Or something very different was on December 16th when there was an hour of Turkish music and a few announcements in Turkish, not English. Actually, quite an enjoyable concert. Maybe they lost the feed of the proper program and plugged into one of their domestic channels instead. If you do succeed with English programming, there are some interesting and unusual topics. For instance, on December 21st at 23:17, Ripping Files or something like that was about the criminal liability of artificial intelligence, anticipating such a problem as they may gain independence and self-awareness. And then at 23:42, Feeling Supreme on the benefits of pumpkin seeds, which are rich in antioxidants. On UT December 22nd, President Zelensky was addressing United States Congress live. It was carried on several TV networks, but I was hardly surprised to find that in quick band scans, not a single U.S. medium wave, shortwave, or FM station could be heard carrying that historic speech, which pundits later compared to Winston Churchill in December 1941. However, Ricky Leong says Radio Marti was carrying it live in Spanish translation. December 19th, Ben Cobb says, Fourth State Communications has been issued WN2XDS for experiments at 4.5 megahertz, an address in Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's FCC news. Effective radiated power are 6.4 and 4.1 megawatts. The project studies propagation aided by atmospheric heating. Sound familiar? That's something like HARP in Alaska. Hans-Jürg Biener found much more about it at signalphantom.com as of September. Located on the northern Colorado-Wyoming border sits one of the newest high-power HF facilities for ionospheric research, with an emphasis on field-aligned irregularities within the thermosphere. They have USAF contracts to perfect a method of establishing over-the-horizon UHF point-to-point data communications by modifying a region of the thermosphere by transmitting HF electromagnetic energy used to induce an electric field strength between 0.1 and 0.3 V per M at altitudes varying from 150 to 350 kilometers based on critical frequency. Well, this goes into much more technical detail. The main array is composed of four cross-dipole antennas cut for single-frequency operation at 4.5 megahertz. D-layer absorption in the ionosphere at 4.5 megahertz will dictate operational testing during daylight hours. The power amplifiers were acquired from the forerunner of HARP at Fairbanks, Alaska. Ann Robinson, a fierce critic of his former employer, Voice of America, refers us to something at bbgwatch.com. It's titled Censorship and Falsehoods. Voice of America Vietnamese journalists blame VOA's senior management, an exclusive report. It begins when the senior VOA management got caught by the Washington Post on their censorship of VOA Vietnamese service news report. They issued a response riddled with falsehoods and threw VOA refugee broadcasters from Vietnam under the bus. Happened to run across a DRM signal on 9275, December 21st at 1554 UT, and it lasted about an hour. I decoded it via remote receiver, and yes, it was WMLK, testing in DRM from Pennsylvania. Wolfgang Busch reminds us that an engineer from Appigon in Switzerland was visiting WMLK and doing some final adjustments. Unclear yet whether they plan to do regular DRM broadcasting. Of course, deceased Elder Jacob O'Meyer never has anything new to say. The WBCQ Superstition 9330 resumed broadcasting on December 19th with World's Last Chance Radio, still very off-frequency minus. At 0739 UT, December 22nd, I measured it on 9329.761. Check the WBCQ website for the current Radio Angeles schedule. And looking ahead, Uncle Bill previews New Year's Eve Spectacular, the first annual one, that is UT January 1st at 03 to 05, or starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 5130 instead of the usual Ginga Brazil and Uncle Bill's Melting Pot. Several Radio Angela hosts and special guests are participating to bring you music, poetry, laughs, special greetings, and other surprises. This is broadcast exclusively on 5130 and not, of course, webcast, although you are allowed to hear it via a remote receiver. Before that program at 02 UT, there will be a special program of recordings of Greek radio pirates collected by Zaharias Liangas. On WBCQ, WRMI, and Channel 292, Texas Radio Shortwave has also lots of special programming planned for the next couple of weeks. Details are available in the World Radio IO group and others. Also consult Alan Rowe's updated schedule of special holiday programming. For the first time since hurricane destruction, I detected a carrier on 7730, the last of the missing WRMI frequencies, December 17th at 0716. Finally, by December 22nd, it's shown on the WRMI schedule grid as 24 hours, 44 degrees toward Europe, with exactly the same azimuth and programming as on 15770. We expected this to happen. WRMI legends appearing on 5085 in the absence of WTWW, after having been on 4980 for a while. However, George McClintock soon reclaimed 5085 and got it confirmed by the FCC as of December 22nd. So, WRMI legends skedaddled back to 4980, now scheduled all the way from 23 to 05, accompanied by quite a variety of other frequencies at certain hours. On December 20th at midnight 30 UT, WTWW was in fact back on 5085 with the usual big signal. George McClintock says they plan to use that at night and 9475 in the daytime, resuming Scriptures for America. In Titan TV program listings, I ran across something about Adventist World Radio. It's on the Allied 3ABN television network. Apparently a series of 30-minute programs. Episode 5 has been airing, and there may be a sixth one the following week. If you can get 3ABN on cable, satellite, or translator, which I cannot, the times are Saturdays at 20:30 UT and UT Thursdays at 02:30. These originally aired in 2019. Radio World Profile, WGY 810 Schenectady, as a centennial radio station, causing one man's opinion from John Filiozzi, who lives nearby. It's just another iHeart station now, with programming mirroring the toxic extreme talk format, all too familiar to anyone twirling the AM dial after dark. From Radio Insight via NRC DX News, the FCC on December 15th upheld its proposed $20 kilodollar forfeiture against Swirling Broadcasting Systems, Conservative Talk 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, California, for operating against its license parameters. At night, with 1 kilowatt non-directional for over 30 years, as opposed to licensed directional 5 kilowatts. Also in NRC, Peter Gonchars in Marilla, New York, reports a pirate consistently on the air Sunday evenings on 1620 kilohertz, such as UT December 12th at 0210 with nonstop easy listening music, and never any ID. Walt Salmoni was hearing an un-ID on 1710 kilohertz, not the low-power station in Half Moon Bay, California, nor the TIS at Travis Air Force Base. Bruce Portzer explains it's a spur from KTIL 1590 in NetArts, Oregon. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field likely to reach G1 minor storm levels December 25th to 28th and January 3rd. ANKN is peaking at 20 and 5 or 18 and 5. Not settling down to 5 and 2 before January 9th. Solar flux rising from a low of 118 December 24th to a peak of 160 January 5th to 7th. With seasonal greetings and thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2170 with a standard disclaimer.